Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Oh, listen, all this week we've been looking at wonderful things from God's Word, the things that happen to us when we get saved, when we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We get forgiveness of sins, full acquittal for our sins. But not only that, what happens to every single person whose sins are forgiven? And are you listening to me? Because what happens is this: God accepts us as being righteous, fully righteous. He doesn't just forgive us, he accepts us as being totally righteous. We are in fact accepted in the Beloved One, the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:6. Now, it's one thing to be acquitted, and quite another thing to be accepted. One of the great emperors of Russia, this is an old story, but it illustrates our point so well. He condemned one of his noblemen to death, and the other nobleman interceded, and he said, okay, all right, he says, I'll be merciful to him for your sakes, and for your sakes I'll spare his life, but that man will never come into my presence again. Now, I want you to contrast that kind of thinking with what the Lord says to us in Isaiah 12 and verses 1 to 2. It says this: you were angry with me, Lord, but your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Folks, this is great. For the moment we trust in Jesus Christ to save us, all our sins are made over to him, and all his obedience is made over to us, or credited to us. Hey, I love this. This is a good deal. We are made the righteousness of God in him. Check it out. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God reckons us. Listen to me. You've got to get this. God reckons us as having lived Christ's righteous life and died Christ's death. Yeah. That means we begin our Christian life with a perfect righteousness. It's not a matter of, oh yeah, I'm going to try to get righteous. Oh, and so that I get a righteousness that God will accept. Listen, God accepts Christ's righteousness from the word go, and that righteousness becomes ours by simple faith. We under the law were lawbreakers, and as such we were under a curse, Galatians 3:10. But Christ Jesus became a curse for us, and now God reckons us to be free from guilt and reckons us as righteous in him. I love that. That's wonderful. That's good news. But what about you? Are you just laboring under guilt and shame and condemnation of your sin? Come to Jesus Christ. He's the only answer for your sin. He's the only one who's died and taken responsibility for your sins. Come to him with simple faith, trust in him, and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.